morning, everybody. This is Stati Dekar in Northwest London. On Shiva Office of the Tamils, Tafshin Pei. We're very honored that the Dayan Aaron Davidunna from the Rav of Tottenham Abbas and Dayan from the Beis Din is going to share a few words, chizuk for us. And thank you for joining us. Just a reminder, you could follow this share and any other share through the website, terraway.org.uk.
The Gemara says in Yevomos, Tav Samach Gimel, Ein Puronus Bo Le'olam Elo Bishvil Yisrael. If something happens anywhere in the world, an Iber Kernish, something difficult, a problem, the Tachlis is Bishvil Yisrael, to wake us up, that we should see Siddur Ribbonishim in the world and think about Tachlis. Shivosa B'Tamuz was the last stage before the Churban. That's when they broke into Yerushalayim until the very final Churban Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara in Soita, Daf Mem Tes, Omar Rova, B'chol Yoin V'Yoin, every day since the Churban, Maruba Kilelosoi Mishal Chaveiroi. It gets more and more difficult, it gets harder and harder. So the Dubna Magid, why is it that the Ravon Shem makes it more and more difficult? It should get easier. Bring the Kedalkei Amoshu, a young little child from a very rich man, got a machla, and he went to all the local doctorim. No one could help. It was a rare machla, and no one had a refuah. Being in Oisha, he imported a specialist from abroad, the Gresta professor, and after being boydik, he came up with a chiddush. This boy needs to propel himself, to push himself forward. When he forces himself on in life, that would be his refuah. If the boy is overtired and has to push himself to keep himself awake, this will at the same time push him towards gesund. What do I do, says the father? Make sure that he doesn't sleep a full night's sleep. Fine. The boy was very spoiled with free cushions. That night he gave him two cushions, the Nishgishlofen. But after a day or two or three, he got used to it, went down to one cushion, went down to no cushions, then started taking with the blankets, then with the electric blanket. Every time it lasted a few days, and then the boy got used to the matzev, and he fell asleep. He had a soft mattress, he put a hard mattress, no mattress, put him on the floor. Lasted a few days, eventually, without all his luxuries at all, the boy had put geschlafen bei Nacht. He was lying on the floor and he fell asleep. How do I keep him awake? He had no brera, but he had to push him and kick him and shake this little boy lying on the floor to keep him awake for his refuah. Came along a stranger and sees the father kicking his son. Du achzer, you brutal man, what you are. What are you doing to your child? You don't understand. I'm trying to make my child gesund. I'm trying to waken him up, and that will improve his matzav. So the Dubna Magid, the Ribbono Shel Olam, wants us to be awake. Mishlofen Zachayim, there's a Churban, and the Churban was there to wake us up, to make us think, to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Make us think in mitzvahs umasim toivim in Talmud Torah and ben omlech aveiroi umefalun zich shlofen. We fall asleep and we need to be woken up. And as time progresses, it's much harder to keep us awake. Please the Baruch Master Rila give us a good, real shake. So Trova, kol yoyim bo yoyim maruba. Every day gets harder and worse. Because it's harder to wake us up. We're used to our matzah where we are. We don't think enough. So when something happens, it's not to hurt us. We state in Posuk, Kasher yeyase ishes benoi, Hashem elokech miyasreko. The Rosh only wants we should think about him like a father to a child. Doesn't want him to be upset. doesn't want him to be hurt. He wants him to wake up and think what it's all about. And so, today is Tanis Yivosa B'Tamuz. So the Shlo HaKodesh in the Masech Tanis. The Tachlis of the Tanis is not a veilus, just to be sad about what's happened. The Tachlis of the Tachlis leaves Oire L'Tshuva. Wake yourself up, think of your matzev, think of where we are, and try and improve. That's why this morning we had Slichas. This morning was Vidui. Even though you don't say Vidui every day, today was Vidui, Misvad al Averes. This afternoon is a Maftir, Dirshu Hashem B'Imotzoi. That's Aseres Yemei Tshuva days. B'Imotzoi, do Tshuva to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Kriyas HaTorah this morning, this afternoon, by Chal Moshe, is Tfilah. So here we are, on Shivosa B'Tamuz, to have to think of a shtickle plan that we should be in this oira. And there are always many fronts. Let's take one front and work on it. And that will be the tachlis, what Chazal say we should do on the day of Tanis. So the Gemara in Brochas Davov, Igra the Tanisa Sidkoso. On the Tanis, one of the Iker Avoida is to give tzedakah. So the Mishnah Brura in Tovkuv Samar Vov, that's why on Mincha Tanis, there's extra collections always. The mitzvah to give tzedakah, while Chazal tell us Tanis is a day to work on tzedakah. In El Yerabah states, the word ta'anis, you can read, only taste, taste only, give it only guilt. So let's look into tzedakah regular and see what is negeah to us and how it's got to do with the matzav of this corona. Tzedakah tells you, Ribbono Shel Olam, give yours away. The money you earn, the parnosa, it all belongs to Ribbono Shel Olam. Tzedakah tells you that there's a parnosa and there's bitochen that goes with it. If a person would have bitochen, the parnosa would be in ganzen different. Geboit on bitochen. One of the disjoiners of this corona geschäft is parnosa. There are hundreds and thousands and more who've been shaken up with poshet bread to eat. One of the big gaboim in the tzedakahs in the town told me the other day, the Ashirin Gedoilim, multimillionaires, are phoning, please help me out with a bit of tzedakah. Ich hab nicht auf Shabbos. The shake-up that Ribbono Shel Olam has done with this corona, there are many outlets. One of them is Parnosa. And the Tanis tells you, direct yourself, think of tzedakah at the same time. Tzedakah means bitochen in Parnosa. Those two go together. If you feel the Ribbono Shel Olam, as we said, Ein Puronas, El Vishwil Yisrael, is to wake us up so that Ribbono Shel Olam should all be tochen. Some time ago, there were two good friends who took a course of accountancy. And they both passed, and one of them got a wonderful job immediately afterwards, and the other one had to wait quite some time. The first one became sort of head of department in one of the departments of a very large form of accountancy. His friend had to wait, but a year and a half or two later, there was another vacancy for a similar job, and the first one recommended his friend, and he got the job too. So they're both working together in this large firm. One day, the big boss, on top of everything, decided it's time to retire, and they looked for a new big boss. The wages of the big boss was three times what an ordinary person got. What these two good friends got, become the big boss, three times the wages. And both of them applied for the job. But number one, who was there first, at verstanden, I'm here first, I brought my friend in, obviously I come first. At the end of the day, what never happened, his friend got it. And he was more than upset. He was absolutely wild. I brought him in, only due to me, Hotel Panosa, where's a menstrual guy, what's it us? He was about to eat him out alive, but he managed to control himself. He didn't say anything, but every day when he came to the office, he saw this friend, sort of gekocht, was it us for a meister? Eventually, he got over it, said Rabbi Shem, but he didn't really get over it. He had a kasha all the way along on the menstrual camp, Rabbi Shem, why have you done this to me? A few years passed by, and one day the shatran comes to Mr. Number One, and says to him, I know you have a son. Would you like, are you ready for a shidduch? She says, yes, definitely. It's a very good boy. I need a good girl. He says, I've got an excellent, excellent, excellent girl. Who's this girl? The daughter of your friend who's the big boss of this place. Is he interested? We've spoken to him and he's more than interested. Right, Maskin? The two Sodom and Kotonim met up and this new big boss, the friend, said, you want to talk about finances? Let me tell you, you have no worries whatsoever. I'm Baruch Hashem on a good wage. I get three times what I used to get. And from the day I got this position, I put all my extras away for when the time comes for a shidduch, so we have no problem. This boy of yours will be looked after for a long time. All of a sudden it dawned on him, Ribbono shel Olam, you are right. If I would have had this position, I wouldn't have saved a penny and I'd have a problem with shidduchim. Mitbitochen and mitamuna, when things aren't going so well, nothing has gone wrong against you. It's only for your good. I remember after the war, after the World War, my tata, Zichrono Livracha, used to be a big rov in Germany. Then he was stuck in Leicester. In a very fine position for an Ashkenazish rov, all of a sudden came on the market. And the Gabba, or a friend of my father, said, apply for the job there. It's befitting for you. You will be the right person for there. Apply for it. He was going to apply when someone told him that someone else had applied for that job already. And my father said, no. Dos kenech mishton. If they don't take him, I will apply. But if he's applied already to take him again as panosa, oh no. And the other person got the position. And David Shat Geholfen, my father got a far greater position at a later stage. If you do be talking what the Rebbe Shem wants you to do, Sidor Rebbe Shem on the world. It's not Hefke, this world. This world works. Sidor, everything is Ashkocha Protis. Everything is done by the Rebbe Shem all the way along. We say in davening in the morning, we've said already, I think, three or four times today, Hashem Tzevokos Imonu Miskavlonu Lekei Yankov Sela goes together with Hashem Tzevokos Asheron and Beteir Boch. Imonu Miskavlonu is Ashkocha Protis. Asheron and Beteir Boch is Bitochen. Bitochen and Ashkocha Protis, they go together. Because the Bible does look after each one. We're not Hefker. We're not left us to go on our own. Sidor Banisham, we didn't understand him always. Sidor Banisham. So many times in davening, and today, with an extra one in Slichas, those two psukim are brought together. Chavos, how are you mechazik yourself in your emuna when you realize you don't have Shkocha Protis? Yeah, but believe, mitvos! But the Banisham zok tzu, Sidor Ashkocha Protis, everyone is looked after. And to the Kama Alochas, when we talk about Hilchas Tokia and Hilchas Momenus, when we want to be Machadik ourselves, so Achiv to pay a bill. When you owe someone money, whether it's a shop, or whether it's a worker, or whether it's a choiv, you owe a person a bill. A rabbi, a Yoshevan, had some shelves put in his house, and the person finished and went home. The Rebbetzin wobbled along on her feet in the evening, all the way around to that person's house to pay the bill of the shelves. She knocked at the door and said, don't worry. No, nein. Darf geben, darf zollen. Was ist warten? With her feet, the lady went wobbling along to pay it up. And the truth, we state in Shulchan Aruch, Hashkocha, if you are bitochen, should Hashkocha, the Rosh looks after you. I remember hearing many years ago from the person himself, the stipel of a chavrusa. Mr. Dunn, the chavrusa, one of his chavrusas, I think he was a book at the time, but I'm not sure, unimportant. And they learned together when a meshulach came in, someone came in, he needed some geld. The stipel looked in his pockets there, or in his purse, wherever it is, empty. So he asked the chavrusa, can you borrow me? This can go to seven zachen. Can you borrow? The chavrusa lent him the money, and the stipler gave the meshulach the geld. The same evening, the stipler was seen
Kol Halashon
going along the street, looking at a block of flats there, looking for the number where a certain person lived. They say to him, Rebbe, who are you looking for? This and this. The Chavrusa, Maryland. And the Chavrusa just happened to pass by. He said, Rebbe, what's this? He said, Ihr dort behind, geborgt Geld. Ich bin abal choiv. Ich muss auch zurückverzogen. He said, I'm coming tomorrow to learn with you, Rebbe. No, 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 no. The blood is schuldig. You never know how long we can last in this world. Ich will nicht abwegen. Zuzan abal choiv. And he paid. This is Tzedokah, Bitochen, Emuna, Ashkocha Potis. Nishken Hefgeveld. The Chsam Soifer Zogt. You should say every year in Seder Nacht, he had a certain prisoner, which he always said, printed also one of his Svorim. You should tell that the Seder used to say, Makas Choyshech in Mitzrayim, when I'm more than in Yisroyim. Klal Yisrael had many Nisyonis. He would speak of this as one of the greatest Nisyonis, and he would explain it. What was Makas Bechoyres? What was Makas Choyshech? Makas Choyshech was that for 3 days was a certain darkness, and the other 3 days was so dark that the Mitzrayim couldn't move. So Drashi, what happened during that time? All the Yidden went for a little tour. They went around the houses of the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim could do nothing about it, and they went along for a little inspection. Let's have a look exactly. Peep in all their private cupboards, in their safes, in their purses to see what they've got. In they went, looked at everything, and came back. Fregdach zum Seufer. The Yidden had been working like slaves for tens, scores, and more of years. The Egyptians had not paid them one penny all this time, had mamish squeezed them to the last bit of their strength. There they are in the room, and there's hundreds of dollars in front of them. Are they not entitled to take it? Why did they leave them behind? What would we have done if Yimach Shimon, the Nazis, would have let us go into the treasure
house? This meeting is being recorded.
Money there. What would we have done? Would we not have taken it? They owe us the money. No one took a penny. They went out and touched anything. Because Moshe Rabbeinu promised them, it will come. When you're on the way out, then the Rebbein Shem will make sure to give it to you. There's a nisoyon of geld, a terrific nisoyon. You have to believe that in the next day, the Rebbein Shem is going to give it to you. You've got it here in your hands, but no, don't take it. The Rebbein Shem will give it to you personally, and you believe in it. Thus, the Rebbein Shem is going on Seder night always. It's one of the nisyonis, which is all b'shas yitzias Mitzrayim, and that's something we should take with always in our business world, the Rebbein Shem. So when we are here on an occasion, we've gone through very, very, all of us, very trying times in Lichas Parnosa. Where should we work on? If a time is there, it's a Shloa Kodesh, this Oire, and many things. But this is a front that Chazal said. When you give the Tzedakah at Mincha today, you will say, I'm giving Tzedakah Veis Tefavos, but Tzedakah tells me the guilt is in the Bodhi Shalom. Arab Shach used to give a Choymish. You know, in Hilchas Tzedakah nowadays, it's not the Maise which is written in the Torah, and the Torah Maise is only from Truah, but Chazal Darshan's Aser to Aser, there's a remez on Maise Ksofim as well. Whatever you earn, you give a tenth, to Shtarke Milling Klal Yisrael. There is a Hida to give a fifth. V'choil Ashetitni Aser Asrenuloch, 2/10, a fifth. So, Groyse Gevirim, they give a fifth. They should give a fifth. They can give a fifth. But the average person who just about earns what he can scrapes through and tries to give a choyvish. A fifth. Arab Shach, the Groyse Gevir Arab Shach. The Groyse Arab Shach, who didn't even have a blanket, used to cover himself with his clothing at night. Arab Shach didn't have a tablecloth on his table. He used to put the newspaper that they sent him in as a tablecloth. He had mamish beloy klum. Arab Shach gave a fifth, the choymish. And someone said, Arab Shach, ich verstehe mich. What's bleibt ihr bei dir? To give a fifth. Arab Shach said, what do I give already? My fifth, how much is it worth? where depends which part you look. Where's the ikka? Is the ikka what you do, the bitochen part, or is the ikka what you put in one's pocket? Rav Reb Chaim Kanievsky, I can't get over this one. Half the story might be known, but what's behind it isn't known. There was a bocher in the mir many, many years ago, an Americana bocher, who loved to take pictures. In fact, Ada Yom Hazeh, which is many years later, he's still a photographer. As a bocher, he would go around and he'd be taking pictures. Once he was in Bnei Brak, he was near Reb Chaim's house, and he sees Reb Chaim Kanievsky feeding a cat. He takes his camera and he takes a picture of Reb Chaim feeding that cat. Reb Chaim turned around and saw him taking that picture, and with his hand, he waved at him as to say, I don't like this at all. Why are you doing this? The bocher, when Reb Chaim did that, he took out the film from his camera and threw it away. You know? Many years later, exactly 25 years later, this bocher is in America, he lives in Lakewood, I know him, and he was married, and he has a child, and the child is bar mitzvah, and he goes at his role with this child to get a bocher from Gedolim. And he goes into Reb Chaim Kanievsky as well, 25 years later. As he comes in, Reb Chaim looks him in the face. Ich wart auf euch 25 Jahre. I've been waiting for you for 25 years. He recognized that face, whether it was Midrash Shemaim or whatever it is. He says, I owe you something. I caused you a hefsed. I made this hisnagdus towards your camera and you threw it away. You've been there for shooting. And the bocher said in Gemara, no, go on, there's nothing at all in there. And in any case, Reb Chaim sat him down, although Reb Chaim usually has no time for anyone that's in and out. As we know, today is a bua, and off you go. He sat him down, and Bishwurz Mephias said, I've hurt him, I've caused him a loss in money, I can't just get away with it. Yenem's geld, where's my bitochen, where's my emunah, where's my amitius? The story doesn't finish there. This younger man went away, a good friend of Reb Chaim. Some time later, this young man was back in Eretz Yisrael again. He said, I'm going to my friend Reb Chaim. I know him. I'll get a lovely welcome. In he goes to Reb Chaim and presents himself. Bua. I'm so-and-so, he said. Can I be honest? But, basically, what's the real Bua, Bocha, Batsloch, and Koltuf. What does this mean? By Reb Chaim, it only registers what he needs for Torah, for mitzvahs, for ma'asim tovim, for shulchan aruch. In der rega, that there was no Torah or mitzvahs for ma'asim tovim, it's out of his mind. His mind is a Torah or state. And if there's a halacha in Momenus, I owe him some money, eved loyve le'ish marva, if you owe a bill to someone, how many people have got bills in various shops until they pay it? The poor shopkeeper is in bankrupt geworden, hasn't got it anymore. You see, by the Gedolim, the less they have, the more they give away. And the more they give away, the Rebbeinu looks after them, as the Oven Panosa, the Oven Bas Medav. There's a well-known, if it's not well-known, Rav Reb Shmuel Salant was the Rav of Yerushalayim for many, many, many years. We lived there, I think, in 1909, in Agur in Oilam. And he, the Yerushalayim, was a Shtot, he was the Rav. The Moshe Aaron Stern, Mashgiach and Kamenetz, what they told. And his mitzvahs are always very reliable. There was a big Oysher who came from abroad and came to Yerushalayim, and they took him around, since he supported many moisters, they took him around the various moisters. And at the end of the day, they took him in to the Yerushalayim Rav himself, Reb Shmuel Salant, very impressive. Everyone was impressed with his Oysha, a wonderful person, and as Oktsu at Gimdor, comes to Shul Salant. While he's sitting there, and the Rav is talking to this Oysha, all of a sudden a younger man comes in with a Shaila. When the Rav, Rav Shmuel, stops talking to this Oysha, and is misasik with this younger man with a Shaila. Well. This Oysha got very, very upset. Boro Shadosh. All of a sudden, you're talking to me, and you turn to someone else. Oh, quite a temper. And stampeded out. Very, very upset. The Gaboy Mahum and Lahum were very unhappy with this matzav. We have to try and explain him. So go on, let's go. They managed in the evening to go round to the Skivi and said, you know what? Come round to this young man's house. I want you just to see how he lives. And he agreed. They went round to this young man's house and they peeped in through the window. This young man, who'd been to Rab Shmuel Salam with the Shailam, he lived in a ground flat where half the ground was below ground level. They peeped in there to the Diran, and you see a family sitting round the table on the floor. There were no chairs, hardly any chairs. They were sitting there. There was a table there. They had seven children, and they were eating supper. Supper was bread, and Shulaim said, bread mit shiras, with a bit of olive oil. Then they brought in some milk, how he told the story, for everyone, but there was only a third milk, and the rest was water. They ate, they all benched together, so beautiful, they sang and they benched together. After benching, all seven children, this one took a Gemara, this one a Chumash, this one a Mishnayos, the little boy took his olive base, and they sat and learned. One by one, they started falling asleep. The little boy first, the father wrapped him up, put him on the side of the table there, or on the floor, wherever it is. One by one, they all fell asleep. And the Oisha saying, I can't stand anymore. I'm tired, I'm going back to the hotel. Fine. 3 hours later, I read the Torah to the Maaser, they came back to this Oisha, said, let's come and have a look now what he's doing 3 hours later. All right. He went round to the house and he peeped into the
You are unmuted.
And there he sees the younger man sitting on the floor with tears coming out of his eyes as of Tikkun Chatzos. This is what this younger man is. He lives on a shoestring. They learn when they can. They bench me, staff design, twiddle as it should be. And at night, what he's doing? Says the Gevir, I've made a mistake. Went on to Rabbi Shmuel Salam to apologize. Zayn Moichel, I see this is a gehoyim younger man. I've got the highest derech eretz. You know what? I'm willing to look after this younger man all my life. Call him in. What does he need every week? I will supply him with what he needs. To call around the younger man and says, this man wants to support you. You should live comfortably. Says the younger man, Ma li litzora hazois, severin agivir, ichalishken and lernen, I won't be the same. Let me live in the few bits that I've got. This is my life. I don't need to take from Olam Hazeh everything it is. I've got exactly what we need. I'm a Chanuch man kinder. Tell this Oisha, I appreciate very much what he wants. But remember, Chabat Tachlis in Leben, Tzeveren, and Eved Hashem, Teure, Umitzu, Semach, and Teuren, Vashidarika, Ashkocha, Potis, and Amun, and Rebbein, and Shulam. We're not telling anyone, or everyone, or anyone at all, to emulate this younger man. What we're saying, that it was a time this other day, and we're looking for Chizukim, we've had big nisyonis in Parnosa, tremendous nisyonis. This is the time when we machazik ourselves, don't never be upset, never slam the phone down when the order is cancelled. One pays one bill, if you owe someone money, and if another man comes to the door, don't be upset and don't be annoyed. You give him nice favos, while the Rebbein Shu is the one who gives you, it's all his. Kiloy namachastoy. Today it's Shavuos HaBetamis, as we said. We haven't got to Beis HaMikdash. We've gone through a lot of tzoras. The Rebbein Shu has given us a good shake. He's waking us up all the time, and he just woke us up very heavily. Let's take all the messages that the Rebbein Shu gives us. And there we shall help him. B'schus from Stoker and from Tainus. B'zor Zoycha Zayin. B'korev B'serzeno Eineinu. B'shuvcho L'tzion B'rachim.
Yeshkayach, thank you very much. Diane, and we look forward in the center to have you back in Kilas El Meisha very soon. It's just one of the few silver linings that we have in the current situation. We don't matriarchy to come over. It doesn't look like we'll be back in Kilas El Meisha next week, but hopefully before the holidays, maybe we'll be back for a week. We'll keep you updated. Just visit our website, www.toraway.org. That's UK, and we'll keep you updated there with all the information about the forthcoming shiurim and how you can listen to the current shiurim. Thank you everybody for listening, and fast well. Kol tov.
The shiur you've listened to was recorded and edited for you by Kol HaLashon. You're invited to continue listening at any time to all the shiurim and drushos in all topics by all the rabbanim on Kol HaLashon.